This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester.
Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and welcome to Crap from the Past. And for the next 2 hours, you're going to hear a lot of crap that you haven't heard on the radio in a long, long time. Something you want to hear? 275-9787. Coming up in the next 2 hours, I'll be looking at the connections between the Brady Bunch and the Simpsons and playing a lot of pretty bad crap, I must say. Let me start you off with a tune from 1984. Here's Jeffrey Osborne and a 12-inch of Stay With Me Tonight.
Another morning, you are on my mind, taking up my time throughout the day. I try control images I see, always you with me, it's in my dreams. You give me favor, love I can't explain, fire uncontained, what is this girl?
Thank you.
Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Marx's wife, Cynthia Rhodes, singing lead for Animotion, and a hit from the soundtrack to the god-awful Dan Aykroyd movie, My Stepmother is an Alien. Big hit for Animotion in 1989, and a remake of a Clymie Fisher tune. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past, and I got a request last week for a song I didn't have, so I'm going to play it now.
Duck Dominatrix, Duck Dominatrix, Duck Dominatrix, Dominatrix.
It's a very odd tune from 1984, and an even odder request, because this is a true obscurity called The Dominatrix Sleeps Tonight, as recorded by the group Dominatrix. Lovely. Something you want to hear, 275-9787. This is Crap from the Past. Thank you.
I don't know that roller skating to a disco beat will help wipe out crime, but it couldn't hurt.
American band in Jeopardy, a big hit in 1983, and a request for Eric here on Crap from the Past. Now give this a quickie listen. It's a song you recognize, and I'm going to play you a couple of seconds of it.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 1205, hoping it'll take me just a little farther down the line.
You recognize the song, of course, as Queen of Hearts, as sung by the lovely and talented Juice Newton.
All right,
you get the idea. It's a pretty decent song, actually, and it turns out Juice Newton had the big hit with it in 1981, and it turns out that it was a remake of a song Dave Edmunds had recorded 2 years earlier on his great, wonderful, terrific album called Repeat When Necessary. So what I'm going to play you here is the original version as recorded by Dave Edmunds in 1979. It's Queen of Hearts on Crap from the Past.
I got it.
the boys from Toronto, Honeymoon Suite from 1984, and New Girl Now. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and let me play you a song, huge hit from 1977, produced by Maurice White, the brains behind Earth, Wind, and Fire. So you know this record's got a lot of soul. It's The Emotions on Crap from the Past.
To the smallest detail.
On WRUR.
Explanations are complicated.
Mel and Kim, duo from England. They're no big hits here in the United States, but Respectable was a giant-sized hit for them in England in 1987, and they were, of course, produced by Stock Aitken Waterman, the same guys who gave us Kylie Minogue, Rick Astley, and Dead or Alive. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and I'm bringing back a feature in order to get some requests here. Yes, I need some requests, and pretty badly, at 275-9787. Badly enough so that I'm reinstituting an old feature here on Crap from the Past called The Evil Song. Sounds kind of trite, but believe me, if you make me play this song, you're going to be writhing in agony as your ears try to escape the rest of your body. Bad news, folks, so you got to call in 275-9787, place your requests, and if I get enough requests, maybe I won't play The Evil Song. I'm going to solicit some information here. I'm at a loss. The song is by Will Powers called Adventures in Success. And if you check the writer's credits on this song that came out in 1983, it's co-written by Sting, the guy from The Police. I don't understand that. And if anybody knows more, give me a call at 275-9787. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me something I don't know. Here's Will Powers on Crap from the Past.
A unique creature. There has never been anyone just like you, and never will be. You have talents and abilities no one else has. In some ways, you're superior to any other living person. The power to do anything you can imagine is within you. When you discover your real self, by practicing a few simple laws of success.
First law of success.
Take inventory of your assets. Don't be modest or critical. Be open and objective. Get a pencil and paper. Write down every good thing about yourself you can think of. Person you'd like to be. Describe your personal dress, your home, your automobile, your desired occupation, and income. Be honest. Now, go even deeper. Describe the inner person you'd like to be. Let your mind run wild. Assume you can become anything you desire. The fact is, you will become the person you honestly describe. You can't avoid it.
Make it happen. 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 Make it happen.
Concentrate on a mental image of the person you'd like to be. Paint a picture in your imagination of who you want to become. Constantly hold this visual in your mind's eye. See yourself performing and responding like a champion. Feel the confidence and courage that radiate from this type of person. Lives. consistent in applying them.
This is to say thanks to Boy George for being himself.
On WRUR.
Lights out. Uh-huh. Blast, blast, blast. Lights out. Uh-huh. Blast, blast, blast. Lights out.
Peter Wolf and his first solo hit after leaving the Jay Giles Band in 1984, Lights Out. Hi, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past, and if there's something you'd like to hear, you better give me a call at 275-9787, or I'll be forced to play the evil song. And believe me, you do not want to hear me play the evil song. Here's a little teaser coming up later in this show, stuff I think you'll enjoy. I'll be playing some stuff from the brand new Heavies, just to demonstrate that there is still some good new music being produced nowadays. I'll be relating the similarities between the Brady Bunch and the Simpsons, and I'll be playing some cool stuff from Michael DeBar, a guy who I'm informed the guy played Murdoch which was MacGyver's arch enemy. This is news to me, since I seem to have missed most of the television that aired in the 1980s. Yep, it's Crap from the Past on WRUR, and I got a request for Culture Club, so I'm going to play their last big hit. This is pretty much the last gasp of Culture Club. A full 2 years after Karmic Chameleon, it's Move Away from 1986. Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and I usually don't play a whole lot of new music here since this is Crap from the Past. But if you like the music of yesterday, as I do, I think you'll get a kick out of some stuff from a fairly recent band who has an album due out sometime this month. The name of the band is The Brand New Heavies. I don't know much about them, but there are something like 35 people in the band, judging from their album covers. And they're pretty good, I must say. I'm going to play you a song of theirs from 1994, since their new album isn't out yet. And I like it a lot. This is one of my faves from 1994. I think by mere virtue of the fact that it sounds like nothing else on the radio, if it gets played at all, and it's music with soul. It's called Spend Some Time from 1994. It's the brand new Heavies on Crap from the Past. Album Brother Sister, it's the brand new Heavies and Spend Some Time, a song not recorded in 1976 like you think, but recorded in 1994. Brand new Heavies have an album due out this month, and I personally am looking forward to it. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and I got a request from Christian to play Lay Your Hands on Me by the Thompson Twins, and I thought, what a perfect opportunity to introduce this little obscurity that I have here. Now, if you've heard the song on the radio before, you know it has that big, huge guitar solo, screaming gigantic guitar solo right in the middle of it. Let me play you a clip of that right here. You've heard this before. Yes, the Thompson Twins and the big guitar solo from Lay Your Hands on Me. Actually, the Thompson Twins was my very first concert. I saw them in 1984 with OMD as their opening act. And actually, Nile Rodgers came on stage and played that big, gigantic solo. It was tremendous, and I was 16 and young and impressionable. Well, here's the rest of the song, as you know, Lay Your Hands on Me. The reason I'm playing that at all is that that big screaming guitar solo only appears in the American version of the song. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Well, let me play you the British version of the song here. This was a British hit single, and if you listen to the middle of the song, there's no big screaming guitar solo. Very strange. It's a slightly different mix on the drums also. Here's the British version of Lay Your Hands on Me for you, Christian. Thanks for listening to Crap from the Past here on WRUR. Something else you want to hear? 275-9787. Thompson Twins from 1985.
This old life seems much too long. Little point in going on. I couldn't think of what to say. Words just vanished in the haze. I was feeling cold and tired. Yeah, kind of sad and uninspired. When it almost seemed too much. I see your face and sense the grace and feel the magic in your touch.
Nothing else sounds as good as Crap from the Past on WRUR.
We'll be right back.
Love Song from A Flock of Seagulls, a hit in 1983, and a request for Barry. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and now it's gonna be wonderful. No, it's not the Evil Song, because I've been getting enough requests, although I still think you should keep them coming in at 275-9787. No, it's better than that. It's a giant, huge, mega, colossal giveaway. Yes, I am giving away some free crap if you can answer the following trivia question. And I managed to tie this into a great request for a woman named Crayon who's listening tonight. This is beautiful. All you have to tell me is, who is this group? I'm going to play a couple seconds of this song because I managed to tie it back into that request. Interesting. This was a giant-sized hit in the summer of 1985. And I want to know who this is, so memorize that answer. And then memorize this phone number, 275-9787. Yep. All right, you get the idea. This is a song called Obsession, done by this mystery group. Well, this mystery group actually remade somebody else's song, oddly enough. 2 years are... Okay, here. Alright, that's the mystery group with the hit from 1985, but 2 years earlier, in 1983, the song Obsession was recorded by the people who wrote it, Michael DeBar and Holly Knight. Holly Knight is a pretty well-known pop songwriter, and Michael DeBar actually sang lead with the Power Station when the Power Station went on tour. Yep, the guy's even worse than Robert Palmer. All the people they could have hired, they picked him? And I'm told he was also MacGyver's evil arch-enemy Murdoch on that TV show, MacGyver. Interesting. Well, have you got the mystery group yet? 275-9787. If you can figure out who's singing this right now, I'll play you the original version, which was not a hit. It was included on a movie soundtrack, and the name of the movie, shoot, I think it was something like A Night to Remember or A Night in Heaven or something with a night in it. But here it is, Holly Knight and Michael DeBar and the original version of Obsession. Well, I don't know if this is the answer you were looking for, Crayon. Here's your request. You actually asked for something by Michael DeBar, and I happen to have it. Now tell me who has the hit at 275-9787. You got yourself a cassette by Martika. She is so talented that I will give you her cassette. Wow, it's got the hit Toy Soldiers on it. 275-9787. This is Crap from the Past.
You are an obsession, I cannot sleep. I am a possession, unopen at your feet. There is no balance, no equality. Be still, I will not accept defeat.
I will have you, yes I will have you. I will find a way, and I will have you. Like a butterfly, a wild butterfly. I will collect you.
My goodness has turned to badness. My need to possess you has consumed my soul. My life is trembling, I have no control.
Debar and Holly Knight from 1983, and the original version of Obsession, a song that was a hit 2 years later in 1985 for the group Animotion. Actually, it's the group I played at the very beginning of the show, who also had another remake hit called Room to Move. Interesting. And I got a winner. Matt, listening in Ontario, New York. Ontario is actually in Wayne County, in the 315 area code. I find it hard to believe that our little tiny radio station reaches out that far, but hey, Wayne County, we love you, and thanks for listening. 315 is actually long distance, so I appreciate the fact that Matt called in long distance to win his fabulous Martika cassette. Maybe if you're good, I'll play Toy Soldiers later on in the show, or maybe not. You see, the problem is I've been getting requests, but not nearly enough requests. My request-o-meter has not run off the end, shall we say. So I'm forced. I didn't want to do it, but Satan himself said, you gotta play the evil song, so here it is. It's a song so evil that you're gonna have to sit down. This is gonna cause heart failures and brain seizures and probably skin cancer, and your ears are gonna bleed. It's gonna hurt real bad, basically. The song is from 1977. And it was a top 20 hit that you've probably never heard before unless you were alive and kicking in 1977. In the words of this Rhino CD here, this song Telephone Man was in the top 20 and in heavy rotation on pop radio the week that Elvis died. Now you know what really killed him. If you're not sitting down, I think you better. If you're driving, you better drive real slow or maybe slam on the brakes, because that's always fun. It's the evil song, ladies and gentlemen, Mary Wilson and Telephone Man.
I rented my apartment on a Monday at 1, singing do lolly lolly shaky bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing do lolly lolly shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came a knocking at my door singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone man. You just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the buzz, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because, hey baby, I'm your telephone man.
Can you believe that? And then he says,
no, when other fellas call you, tell them how it all began.
Well, can you imagine? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, get it any way you can, right? So I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and he hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when you told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling, singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, just doing my thing. I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
It's Go West and Don't Look Down, the sequel. I don't know what the first one sounded like, but if I'm not mistaken, it sounded just like the sequel. It was a hit for them in 1987, a couple of years before they had that huge hit called King of Wishful Thinking. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past here on 88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester. Now I'm going to step aside a little bit and take a little breather and do some explaining here. Now, my favorite show, actually, what in my opinion, what the best written show on TV is The Simpsons. Yep, they're a cartoon, but if you think, oh, they're a cartoon, nothing intelligent can happen on a cartoon, then you're very, very mistaken. This past week was a phenomenal episode, and they made fun of something so obscure that I think it was funny, sure, but I think it went right past most people in the entire country. So what I'm going to do here is a little explaining as to what happened this past week on The Simpsons. Here, I'll play you a little clip. Here, listen.
In our final spinoff tonight, the Simpson family finally gets the chance to show off the full range of their talents. Unfortunately, one family member didn't want that chance and refused to participate. But thanks to some creative casting, you won't even notice.
What they're making fun of, I'm going to play you right here. It's so hideous that I seriously doubt that anybody has ever seen it. Ever. It's something very specific from early 1977. It's practically indescribable, but I'm playing a little bit of the first couple of seconds of what this broadcast sounded like. This is right off the soundtrack. Sounds like the Brady Bunch. It is. And it's not good. This is called the Brady Bunch Variety Hour. And this is the first episode that ever aired January 23rd, 1977. A little over 20 years ago. Here, give a listen. This is the Brady Bunch.
Baby face. You got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one to take your place. Baby face.
It's the Brady Bunch singing Baby Face. I'm going to read from one of those TV encyclopedias here. It was the Brady Bunch Variety Hour was a feeble attempt to revive the Brady Bunch comedy of the early 70s in hour-long format. I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. It had the same cast, except Jan, Eve Plum, wanted no part of this, wisely. And they replaced her with Jerry Reichel, who was also never heard from again, and is affectionately known as Replacement Jan. And they had their own variety show very briefly in early 1977. They would sing and dance, and it's inexplicably bad, in my opinion, but here, keep listening. Yeah, the Brady Bunch is pretty much what happens. They're pretty much what's left after you suck all the soul out of the room. If you could see the costumes, you would retch in agony.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brady Bunch.
Let me fade down a little bit here. Apparently, the Brady Bunch, according to this here, let's see, the format now contained more variety than situation comedy, as Father Mike had given up his career as an architect so that the family could star in their own TV variety show. Just plain bad. I honestly don't understand why this even aired at all, but apparently they did a one-off special in 1976 that went over fairly well, and then they contacted the producers of the Donnie and Marie show in 1977 and the Donnie and Marie folks just slapped something together with no significant effort at all, and what was left was the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, in which the dialogue was inane, the sketches were inane, they made inane use of the special guests, and this particular week it was Tony Randall, and they had Tony Randall, here, actually let me get to that part here, this is kind of tricky, I put the thing on CD, and now I have to go find it, so Tony Randall actually dressed up in an animal suit and read an embarrassingly bad poem in an embarrassingly bad animal suit. Here, I'm going to play a little cut from this here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Randall.
This is a laugh.
La, 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 la. See me dance the polka, said Mr. Wag like a bear. In my top hat and my whiskers that tra-la-la-la trap the bear.
Tony Randall, the comedic genius from The Odd Couple, that's him. Reading a bad poem in an animal suit, which you can't really see. It's inexplicably bad. I don't understand it. And this is actually what The Simpsons was making fun of. I have... Stop that. I have more examples. Here, let me play you what The Simpsons did, their intro, and you can compare it to what you just heard on The Brady Bunch.
Live from Radio City Music Room in downtown Springfield... It's the Simpson Family Smile Time Variety Hour, featuring the Waylon Smithers Dancers and the Springfield Baggy Pants Players. And now, a family that doesn't know the meaning of the word canceled, the Simpsons.
Come along and bring the family. Come along and join the fun. Come along and join the family. Join the family.
Remember me? My name is Marge, TV Mom, whose hair is large.
Step back, Mom. It's Bart's turn now. Eat my shorts, don't have a cow.
I'm Lisa Peppy, blonde and stunning, sophomore prom queen, 5 years running. Go, Lisa!
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. Stop the music. Where's Dad?
All right, let me cut that off right there. Actually, the Brady Bunch went into a similar thing that Dad was unavailable for comment and stuff like that. It just hurt real bad. But I don't think a lot of people realize the magnitude of the awfulness of the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, or that's what, in fact, they were making fun of there on The Simpsons. Let's see. I think at this point, I'll play you a Simpsons awful musical number and the direct parallel right off the Brady Bunch. Here, this is The Simpsons. Enjoy.
Inflation, trade deficit, horrible war atrocities. How are we supposed to do our big musical number with so many problems in the world?
Well, I know one thing in this world that's still pure and good.
Christian love?
No, candy. Sweet, sweet candy. I want candy.
But don't you want to end world famine? Or save the endangered Alaskan salmon.
I want candy.
Well, if you won't think of society's ills,
I want candy.
At least think of our dentist bills.
Got a new dance and it goes like this. And the name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop. Oh.
Crack that whip. Licorice whip. I said whip it. Licorice whip.
We want candy.
I like the laugh track and the applause track there, because of course there's no audience for The Simpsons, 1997. Now let me play you something also with a laugh track and an applause track, The Brady Bunch Variety Hour from 1977.
Do the hustle!
La 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 la
satisfied feeling. Shake, 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 shake your booty. Give yourself a chance. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty.
From the Brady Bunch Variety Hour in 1977, it's the Brady Bunch embarrassing themselves on national TV. The thing actually aired on the ABC network. 4 years, no, I'm sorry, 3 years after the series was canceled because the ratings were down. And let me tell you, this baby did not help at all. Just plain bad. And actually not the first time that the Brady Bunch had embarrassed themselves. Aside from their the awful scripts in their weekly show, for some reason they wanted to be recording stars, and they released a couple of albums. So what I'll play you here is a single they released in 1972. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Autumn turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just seasons, you know, it goes for everything.
Clouds can turn to rain and then it just might snow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange.
It's hard to see the changes you've been through. A little bit of living, a little bit of growing, all adds up to you. Oh, every boy's a man inside,
a girl's a woman too. And if you want to reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change,
it's the Brady Bunch from 1972, and time to change. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber sweating it out here on Crap from the Past. It's an especially bad week, I think, and I'm not really sure why. Something you want to hear? Call me at 275-9787.
Thanks so much for your time. Remember our time, Friday, January 14th. The Brady Bunch!
See ya.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Blah blah's worth
over it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, 'cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool, the tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing, every time that I called her it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
WRUR.
Thank you.
Ace Tony Basil. Canta en español y no es bueno. For Jerry, who wanted to hear Mickey in Spanish. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this, of course, is Crap from the Past on 88.5 WRUR FM Rochester. I guess one of the big stories over the past couple of months is that those guys over there cloned a sheep. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Well, I must tell you that Alice Cooper saw that all coming 17 years ago. Back in 1980, let me play you a song by Alice Cooper. Here's Clones We're All, 1980, on Crap from the Past.
WRUR.
Attention!
It's Saga from 1983, and On the Loose, a request that I got at the beginning of the show and I'm just getting around to now. Actually, this Saga song is produced by a guy named Rupert Hein, and I was thinking, what else has Rupert Hein produced? And then I thought of that great Tina Turner song called Better Be Good to Me. And then it occurred to me, hey, wait a minute, you know what I should do? I should play an obscurity based on that very song. What not a lot of people know is that Better Be Good to Me, a hit for Tina Turner in 1985, is actually a remake. Yes, indeedly doodly. It was recorded 4 years earlier by the group Spider. Spider included, the drummer for Spider was Anton Figg. That's David Letterman's drummer in that Paul Schaefer band. And also included Holly Knight, a woman who we mentioned earlier in the show. It's all coming together now. Here's their version of Better Be Good to Me, released in 1981. It's Spider.
Prisoner of your love, entangled in your web. It's about you, I'm chivalrous. As I learn to show up, I'll be fractured by your lack of emotion.
The group Spider from 1981, and the original version of Better Be Good to Me, a group that features Anton, that's Paul Schaefer's drummer, and Holly Knight, a well-known songwriter, and recorded 4 years before Tina Turner remade the song and had the big hit. Well, hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here, doing my best to play crap you haven't heard on the air in a long, long time. And when was the last time you heard the first song by Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam? With full force, of course. Probably been a long time. So let me bust out the funky rhymes for you from 1984. It's I Wonder If I Take You Home.
Disco music is like a bad cold that won't go away. The best thing to do is ignore it.
A pretty terrible record, I think, and is the last gasp for the group Dr. Hook, who had a bunch of hits in the 70s, like When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman and Sharing the Night Together and the cover of Rolling Stone. And that was Baby Makes Her Blue Jeans Talk from 1982. And then they were gone. Well, you just survived another thrilling episode of Crap from the Past here on 88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester. You better bust out the cassette decks for next week's show. Next week, I'm going to be here Wednesday, 6:05 to 8 p.m. right here on WRUR playing crap you haven't heard in a long time. You're going to want to tape the next couple of shows because coming up soon in the next couple of weeks, a retrospective. It's the cream of the crap, as we like to say here. Keep it here on 88.5 WRUR-FM Rochester. Got one song left. After that, AP Network News, and then William Santiago takes the airwaves at 8:05. Now, I figure INXS has made a big comeback with that song called, Made an Impression, didn't it? I can't remember the name of the song, but, Desperately Want, no. Ah, hell with it. NXS is back on the charts with some song that I can't identify off the top of my head, so I thought I would play you an obscurity, a true obscurity, from 1987. It was produced by the same guys who produced all the NXS stuff, the Faris brothers, and it's by a woman named Jenny Morris, who I guess was a friend of theirs from Down Under in Australia. Here's Lighthearted by Jenny Morris, produced by the guys from NXS. 1987. See you next week. Bye-bye.
In the universe.
88.5 WRUR FM Rochester.
A prescription diet drug keeps the body from absorbing fat and helps patients lose weight. Dr. Eric Coleman is with the Food and